Shalom, everybody, and welcome to the Midrash portion of Reunion Roadmap. This is David Jones from Tampa, Florida, elder down here, and with me is also Barry Phillips. How you doing, brother?
I'm well, brother. How you?
Doing awesome. We are entering an exciting portion, exciting Midrash this week. You know, if you're on the yearly cycle, which is what we do for the Torah, what portion we're in at the time of this recording is Vayehi, and man, I love the story of Yosef. I mean, it just goes to figure, right? I mean, B'nai Yosef, right?
Right.
But there's so many people who really don't have any understanding of how this relates to them. And if we can, I was just thinking maybe we can just take a quick 15 minutes and just kind of touch on the major point of why this is relevant to people today. And in order to find where we're here at now and looking towards things we see prophetically and in the future, we need to go back to the beginning.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking we go back all the way to when Yaakov, also known as Israel, is blessing his grandsons and Yosef's boys, Ephraim and Manasseh. And there's so much here that we can get into. I mean, this is kind of a loaded thing to try to get in just 15 minutes. What parts do you emphasize? What parts do you not talk about? You know, what parts do you talk about? But my thinking is this: if we can just show a glimpse into why this is prophetic and why this is what the Father's desiring and how this is relating to today and the people where we're at today, I think that would be quite an accomplishment.
Sure. Okay.
And so if we go all the way back, Yaakov, he's about to die, and Joseph brings his boys in to get a blessing from, you know, the patriarch, right, from their grandfather as he's about to pass on. And he does something strange. He does something odd in Joseph's mind, and he blesses the elder or the younger over the elder and places his right hand on the younger, which was Ephraim.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives this blessing to Ephraim. Now, the interesting thing about that is Manasseh does not stand up and say, oh, you know, that's my blessing or you took it from me or anything like that. Things other way we've seen elsewhere in the Torah, we don't see that here, which I think is also a clue into these two brothers got along. And I think that's in order for us to walk in what is prophetically given here, we need to have that unity there. And he says something interesting about Ephraim. He says that he will fill the earth like fish, which is interesting in and of itself. And then he says he will become the filling of the nations. He will fill the nations, Maloha Goyim. Now, to make a quick jump, we can go into Romans where Shaul is talking. He says that blindness and partus happened to Israel until the fullness of the nations return. But do people really know where that is scripturally? Scripturally speaking, this is the blessing that was given to Ephraim.
Yes.
Who was to go fill the nations and was, I mean, the scripture says, Maloha Goyim, he fills the nations, the fullness of the nations. And here Rav Shaul is talking about blindness and partus happen till the filling of the nations comes back and returns. So how does the process happen? How does Ephraim become to be called the nations? And that's kind of where we're at. I mean, because of disobedience, because of rebellion, the kingdom was split and divided, northern and southern. The 10 tribes in the northern kingdom and the 2 tribes in the southern kingdom, they were ruled by Jeroboam, Rehoboam. And because of disobedience, because of disunity, initially they were split, but then because of disobedience and rebellion and idolatry, the northern kingdom was scattered into all the earth. And there's so many places other than just right here where this prophecy is throughout the whole Tanakh, throughout the Tanakh and in the Brihat Hashah. There's so many places there that once you start to see this, it's hard to not see it. But how can we start to show this is relative for us now? I mean, there's a lot there. Pick a card, Barry. I mean, where do you want to go with that?
Well, you mentioned that he would multiply like fish, and then Yeshua came and called men to follow him to become fishers of men. You know, so the calling of those who follow Yeshua is for the purpose of catching fish. Men who are like fish are the house of Ephraim. he said in Matthew 15, I have not come but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Yeshua's primary purpose is for our redemption. We've been lost. We've been scattered. Hosea says that those who are called not my people and those to whom he is Jezreel, you are going to be scattered. Those who are lo ruchama, you have no mercy. He's going to restore the same people. Yirmiyahu 3:8, he cast us off. He divorced us. He gave us a written decree of a get, but he is going to restore this wayward bride, even as pictured in Gomer and Hosea. The pictures are over and over and over again about those cut off are going to be restored. So if we see ourselves, David, as a part of this restoration, it would be wise on our part to yield to the restoration. Yeshayahu, Isaiah the prophet, described the clay in the potter's hand. And it was stated that, you know, the clay really has no right to say to the potter, why have you made me this way? It's the potter is the master. And if he's not happy with the form that the art is taking, it is his right just to splat with his hand the clay down into a flattened piece and rewater it and mold it all over again and start from scratch. It's not that he discards the lump of clay, but it's his to remake and shape according to its purpose. Yah has a heart and a design for the restoration of this people. Now, whether you and I or anyone in our audience has a legitimate bloodline claim to anything from these fallen Hebrews, or whether we're brought in as through the adoption of Yeshua, we're still a part of this restoration. We must, like that clay, be yielding to his hands. I think our problem has been we have an end result in mind. The kingdom, we're going to live in the kingdom. We're going to be a part of this messianic kingdom that Yeshua is coming and establishing. And we've already in our minds picked out what part of Israel we want to live in. You know, the certain spot on the Golan or up around the Galil, or, you know, I'm going to live in Jerusalem, etc. Why not just yield ourselves to him and say, number one, thank you that you made me a part of this. You mentioned the two sons of Yosef not arguing about who got the blessing. I think that they were just grateful to be included. You know, they were elevated through this adoption process from grandsons to the status of first-generation sons. Yaakov didn't have to do that, and he didn't do it as Yaakov. He did it as Israel. Yaakov, the man, or Israel, the man of the spirit, the man of prophetic calling. It was Israel who did this work. Just as in the beginning of chapter 49 in this portion, Yaakov's the man's one who calls his sons together. But then it says in verse 2, listen to Israel, your father. This is not just your daddy talking to you. This is your father Israel, the man of the prophetic nature and calling, who's getting ready to describe your future generations. I think there needs to be a humbling mindset among the house of Yosef, in that we're saying, Father, thank you that you include me in the restoration. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll be moldable to what image you have in mind for me. I'll speak according to your word and not according to my preferences. I'm going to let down my offenses at those who I feel have wronged me in whatever systems we came out of. I'm not here to stand on my soapbox and blast away with those that disagree with me. I'm a vessel. Mold me, make me according to your purpose and your image. And I'll speak when you say speak, and I'll hush when you say otherwise. Someone posted on Facebook yesterday something about, wouldn't it be nice if we could just get away from all of the arguments? And I thought, then stop posting the stuff you post. I mean, honestly, I'm about ready to send someone I don't want to do it in a thread. I want to send them a private message. You need to stop. You're calling for unity, you're calling for the ceasing of arguments, and you keep baiting people into these arguments. Stop. Just, if you're going to post something edifying, encouraging, admonishing, something that is positive and encouraging, and stop asking questions where you invite a theological argument. We've had enough of that. All right, now I'm off my soapbox.
Well, you know, one of the traits of Yosef is, the name Yosef means to add to and to gather, right?
Sure.
But then we see how Yosef is put into all the nations, and we see them being assimilated into all the nations. So we become like all the nations. Now, the problem is when you have a whole bunch of different cultures and backgrounds and everything all together, and then everyone trying to come back together into one place, you're going to have clashes. And everyone's going to have, no, we do it this way. No, we do it this way. No, we do it the other way. And we need to learn to be able to see past this and look towards what the Father is calling us to, much like what you were just saying. If we spend all of our time and focus about what we're standing against, no one's going to know what we're standing for.
Absolutely.
And we need to learn to be more about what we're standing for and to show the heart of the Father and what we're standing for. And that will help to gather what we are standing for. I mean, Yeshua said, come follow me. He didn't say, come oppose the forces with me. And so we're following him. I mean, are we not his Talmidim? Are we not his disciples? But even his disciples had a rough patches and rough ways to go, because after his crucifixion resurrection, I mean, Peter at some point stands up and says, well, that's it. I'm going fishing. He goes back to his old job. And then that's when Yeshua appears back on the shore and tells him to cast the nets on the other side. And just giving them a reminder of, guys, I gave you a task to do. I gave you something at hand, which, how many fish did they catch? 153. And I'm sure you know this, Barry, but yeah. 153 numerically is the equivalent of the phrase sons of Elohim.
B'nai Elohim, yeah.
And so he's telling them, I've sent you to be fishers of men, that you will go and gather the lost sheep of the house of Israel, who he told them to go to. I sent you to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I have come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Caiaphas said, it is expedient that one man die, but not for this nation only, but also for the sons of God that are scattered all over. Well, who were the sons of God that were scattered all over in the first century? How would they know about this? I mean, this is B'nai Elohim, sons of Elohim, which would be all the tribes scattered everywhere. He came to unite us together into one body, but to be one body, we have to see that these pieces and parts need to come together, like the dry bones vision kind of thing.
Well, you know, Yaakov's blessing to Yosef is that he would be a branch that would run over a wall. He's going to spread to the nations. He's going to be located strategically by fountains or by waters. So we are a multifaceted, multi-ethnic people. Yosef wore a coat of many colors. No one colored stripe in that coat is the entire coat. You know, we're only one color of the coat. I have a picture in my office. David, you can see it over my left shoulder here. It's a picture of Yeshua wearing a coat, and the colors are the flags of many nations sewn together. He's a multinational tribe. And so if we think that it's all American, we're in for a wild awakening. So let Yeshua do his work in us. Let him mold and melt and create this new image of an individual that has not yet appeared in the earth. And we're going to have to make room for each other to do that.
Well, and that kind of puts us at our time. So
already,
I think that's a good place to end. You know, one new man, one people, one nation, one king, one Messiah, one Lord, one Savior. I mean, we're one body. So truly echad and him. Well, Barry, what do you think? If people want to get hold of us, how can they do that?
You can reach us by going to reunionroadmap@BnaiYosefNA.com. And please do.